Okay, let us begin our discussion of Meseches Chulin. First, I want to wish Mazel Tov to all those who completed Meseches Menachos, who were with us, who are joining now, and really, Zvachem Menachos is an amazing accomplishment. The beginning of the Mafteach, really, of all Seder Kachim, Zvachem Menachos lays out the Ikarim for everything that is going to follow. So now we have a Mesechta, which is not really like the rest of Seder Kachim. We have all the Rishonim on Chulin, which already reflected. Some Rishonim group Chulin with other Sedarim, and even though they might not have learned or written on other, or we don't have it, on the rest of Kachim, we have it on Chulin. We have all the Rishonim on Chulin. We have many, many Svarim on Chulin, because it's one of the Mesechtas that is not specifically related to Kachim. If you look at Chulin, really, there are many different topics that we'll discuss, each Perek being its own, almost each Perek being its own topic. But even before we start, there is quoted in a number of Svarim, the Shorim Siyana Balacha, quotes it. Baruch Hashem, we're back to Shorim Siyana Balacha. We didn't have it on Zvachma Menachos. Quotes from the Chassam Sofer that he used to fast before he started teaching Meseches Chulin. Kodem Sheizcha Lomo Meseches Chulin Hisana V'gamsiva L'talmidav Sheiz Nutztaka V'shomer Mitzvah L'yad Devara. Before he started learning Chulin, and sometimes even Yevamis, the question is why? What's the uniqueness with the Chulin? And then others quote also before Meseches Moed Katan. That already, once you say Moed Katan, that maybe that gives it away a little bit, why exactly there was some fasting going on. So the Shem Sinai Balacha suggests that the reason that he fasted was because the first two prakim of Chulin is all about Hilcha Shechita, as we will talk about in a minute. And Shechita, many times, how do you show how Shechita takes place? Sometimes the Talmud Chacham shows it on himself. And the Gemara says in Gittin that Ki alecha orakun kol hayom ilu tamidei chachamim shemarin Hilcha Shechita ba'atzman. And it's like a type of ayin hara. So just as a protection before learning Hilcha Shechita, that's why the Chassam Sofer did that. That would also explain you Moed Katan, which also is about something tragic, something Hilchas Avelos. But if that's true, then it only applies if somebody is teaching it, because they would have to demonstrate to others what's happening. If someone's learning it themselves, then that wouldn't be required. That's what the Shabbos Yom Malacha points out. Okay, so that is also a general point. Also, he just quotes that if you look at some Rishonim, when Rishonim quote Chulin, they quote Shechitas Chulin. Just like, for two reasons. Number one, that's to contrast to Meseches Zvachim, which they call Shechitas Kachim, and this is Shechitas Chulin. That's why, that's the connection, why this is in Kachim, even though a lot of this Meseches is not about Kachim, but it is to contrast and follow along with Zvachim. Zvachim, Shechitas Kachim, and this is Shechitas Chulin. But also to, he said, it's not just called Meseches Chulin, because it's pasnished to call a Mesechta Chulin. Chulin is a contrast to Kachim. You know, no Mesechta is just ordinary and Chulin. So you don't want to call it Meseches Chulin. Shechitas Chulin. Shechting Chulin. So that already is a little better. Because right? You don't want to call it Meseches Chulin. That's what he suggests. Okay, what does Chulin talk about? Meseches Chulin has many different topics. The first two prakim are about Shechita. That's what we're going to be spending a lot of time on over the next 30 days, the first couple of prakim. This is not about Kachim, really. Kachim comes up, but really, the first two prakim, which really go to Daf Mem Beis, all the way to Daf Mem Beis, first 40 blot, have to do with Shechita. After the third parak is about Treifus, which connects. That's gotta get the picture books before the third parak. That's where they come in handy. There are a couple of beautiful picture books out on Sichas Chulin, the Ma'or of Chulin, so we'll need that before the third parak. The fourth parak is Behema Makasha. That's all about the concept of Ben Pekua, about when you shecht an animal and you find a fetus inside, alive, dead. So that's come up in the Mitzvah Shir. That's the fourth parak, and after that is a different topic of parak. It's really, in my opinion, one of the most underrated mesechtas. Some mesechtas, every mesechta is amazing, but some mesechtas are famous and known. Other mesechtas are more tedious and have to work through. But Chulin, after you get the first two parakim are Shechita, then the third, the fourth, they're all also connect to Shechita. But after that, really every parak is a different topic, and it's a topic that is very contained, very structured. Almost everything about that topic we have in that parak, and it is about a separate mitzvah. The fifth parak is about Oso Vespino, shechting two animals, a mother and a child, on the same day. The sixth parak is about Kisi Adam. Seventh parak is about Gid HaNasha, which again, all related to Shechita, but seventh parak, as you know, is also many halachas of Ta'arovah. Seventh and eighth parak is much of Hilchas Kashrus in Shas is right here in the seventh and eighth parak. Maseches Chulin. That seventh, the Kol HaBasar, the eighth parak is all about Basar B'Chalav. Then after that, you have Rich, parak about what happens to the animal in terms of Tumah V'Tahara after it shechted. That's the ninth parak. Tenth parak is about parts of the animal that you have to give to the Kohen after you shechted. Zera L'chaim and the Keva. The 11th parak is the shearings that you have to give to the Kohen after you shechted. The Reishis Hagiz. But all these are separate mitzvahs. And finally, the 12th parak is Shiluach HaKan. What is that doing there? We'll have to figure out. But to start off, I just saw one of the farshim say, the Masechta starts off with Shechita and ends off with Shiluach HaKan Shechita, which on the surface seems to be an achzari act, killing of an animal, Shiluach HaKan, which is known, like a Mishnah in Brachas and in Megillah, it's known as an act of chesed, the opposite of achzari is, it's to show that the really everything in Torah is related, to, is connected and commanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it might start off, and it might look achzari, but when everything ends up, it ends up as kulo chesed and kulo ahava, and that's going from Shechita to Shiluach HaKan. That's just a little bit of introduction to the Masechta. Okay, so now let's get into Maseches Chulin. Again, I don't know exactly when this year is going to be given every day, the morning, the night. We'll do our best exactly to have a set schedule. We'll announce it. Just also in terms of the other shiur, the mitzvah shiur will not be given in the summer. It's just in terms of preparation, everything that is needed. But Be'ez Hashem, there'll be a number of daf be'in shiur, maybe try to do even more than one a week, so that we can make it up a little bit there. And the daf will continue. Be'ez Hashem, the parsha shiur as well will continue throughout the summer. Okay, so the Masechta starts off. Hakol Shochtin. Shechita. We get into Shechita. So, first question to ask in Maseches Chulin. Is Shechting a mitzvah? So what about Shechting Kodshim that we discussed, that the Avodah, there's no separate mitzvah of Shechting Kodshim, but the Avodah of every Karban is definitely a mitzvah. The Avodah of the Olam, the Avodah of the Shlamim, the Avodah of the Ashim, every karban is a mitzvah, the avodah. We discussed both in Parshas Vayikra and Sav that there are really two mitzvahs quoted by the Rambam and the Chinuch. There's the mitzvah of mitzad, the person bringing, the chiyuv of bringing a chatas and an asham and an ola and v'chulu, and then the mitzvah of the kohanim doing the avodah. So really two mitzvahs are counted. But this is a separate. Now we're talking about chulin. Is there a mitzvah of shechitas? That is a major machlokas rishonim. Major machlokas. So we'll start off with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Shechita. Is interesting that in Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam, one would are found Hilchas Shechita Ma'achalos Asuros and Shechita Ma'achalos Asuros and Isurei Bia. That's the first one, Isurei Bia. So it's fascinating. I once heard a Devar Musar that Kedusha, in other religions, Kedusha means separate, prushim to you. You have to be separate from the world and not involved, and you have to can't get married, and you can't eat, and you can't be involved. What's Kedusha? What's Sefer Kedusha in the Rambam? We have how you are involved with ones, with women, with meat, with food. Dafka the opposite. Kedusha is not all about being a hermit, being separate, but Kedusha is about being involved in the world and just limiting and acting in a certain way. So that's why Dafka, Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam, is Hilchas Yisurei Bia, and Hilchas Machalos Asuros, and Hilchas Shechita. So the beginning of Hilchas Shechita, the Rambam says clearly that Shechting is a mitzvah. The Rambam says, there are five mitzvahs that I'm going to discuss here. The first one is Lishcha. By the way, they're all in Maseches Chulin. The five in Hilchas Shechita are, if you want to get a Rambam for this Masechta, it's Sefer Kedusha. It's the one to get. Lishchot v'achar kach yochal. First mitzvah is to shecht. Second mitzvah, shalo lishchot osov esbeno, not to shecht osov esbeno on the same day. That's the fifth parak. L'chasos dam chayev ha'of, to dukisi adam, that's the sixth parak. Shalo likach chayim al abanim, and to not to take the mother from the child, that's the 12th parak, the last parak, l'shalaya chayim, im locha alabanim. That's the assay that goes along with Shiluach HaKan. So all five mitzvahs in Hilchas Shechita are found in Maseches Chulin. So the Rambam says clearly, lishchot v'achar kach yochal, to shecht and then to eat, that is a mitzvah. The Rambam starts off, mitzvahs assay, sheyishchot mi sheyirtza lechol, basar behema chayva ov, v'achar kach yochal. So mitzvahs assay, to shecht, anybody who wants to eat meat, and it doesn't matter what type of meat, even oaf, which we'll talk about, oaf b'chalav, as many know, is only an Isser de Rabbanon, eating a chicken and milk. But shechting a chicken, shechting any type of bird, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Shenemar v'savachta mi b'karcho mi soncha, v'nemar v'b'char b'vamum, akha she'yachal asasiv v'sayel, v'chulu, that... Shechita is a mitzvah asay. This is the Shechita of the Rambam. This is the Shechita of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He repeats this in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav. Shetzivanu l'shchot behem achay va'ofa achar yochab saran. Shalu yelehen heter ela b'shechita levad. The only heter for animals is Shechita. Behem achay va'ofa. Why does he list dogim? Because dogim don't have to be shechted. The Gemara says, asifasan zuhi shechitasa. Just gathering them. That itself is the Shechita. But that is the Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav in the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch, as he always does, follows the Rambam in Mitzvah Tuf Nun Aleph in Parshas Re'eh. Shekol mi sheyirtze lecho b'sar behem b'chayo of sheyishchor osam tchila karraui v'lo yelo heter ela b'svicha. You have to shecht it based on a pasuk there. Where is Hilcha Shechita? What's the source for Shechita? And they mention this in the Rambam. The pasuk says kasher tzivisicha. So much of Hilcha Shechita, as we will see, is learned out from Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. It's Mesorah. It's not written in Torah Shebichsav, right? All the halachas, it doesn't say anywhere how to shecht in the Torah. That is all Torah Shebapeh. We learn out how to shecht. And the Chinuch continues. The Omer Gamkin outside of Pshat. What's the shorish of the mitzvah by Shechita? Ki mitzvah za Shechita hi me'oso atam. Lefishi yadua, two reasons. Number one, lefishi yadua. Ki minat savar yetze dam haguf yoser mi bishar bakomos haguf. The neck is where most of the blood comes out of, more than any other area of the animal. V'lachein itztavinu l'shachto misham term shenochleihu. That is why we are commanded to shecht from there before we eat it. Ki misham yetzi kol damo v'lo nochal anefesh ma'basar. Wow, put this on the list, says the Chinuch. This is a siyag d'oraisa. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to shecht from the neck. Why? So that I don't come to eat the blood. Because most of the blood comes out. There's an mitzvah d'oraisa of eating blood, of achilas dam. So this is another example of the many examples of Yosef Engel quotes in his Sefer of Siyagim d'oraisa. He quotes 18, but we've added on a bunch more the past couple of weeks in the various Europes. This is another one, the mitzvah of Shechita, so that we don't come to eat the blood. V'o nomar b'tam Shechita menatzar v'besachim baduk. What's another reason behind Shechita, says the Chinuch? Kidei shelo nitzar ba'alei hachayim Yosef midai. So that we don't pain ba'alei chayim more than we need to. Ki atara hitirin la'adam l'ma'alasa l'zun mehenu l'chol tzrachav lo l'tzaren chinam. A person is allowed to eat animals, right, for our needs. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to do post-Mabul. Before the Mabul, we weren't allowed to, for various reasons. But after the Mabul, once Noach saved all the animals, he merited, and all of humankind merited after Noach to be able to eat animals. We've mentioned in the past the Abu Draham, who says that the reason that we, on meat, that we don't say a bracha of borei, right? We say shahakol ni'ebed varo. We don't say borei because animals were a nivra for that purpose originally. So you can't say borei mine chayos, borei mine basar, so because it was a nivra. It's only after Noah that we were allowed to eat it. That's why the one of the Sheva Mitzvahs that was not given to Adam was Abram and Achai, because he couldn't eat animals at all. That was added on to Noach. But the Chinuch says that we try to do what we can not to pain animals. That is a discussion in the Gemara, Daraisa, Darabanan, Sarba Lechayim, and Shechita kills the animal in a second. It's the quickest way, and therefore, that is another reason behind the mitzvah. Again, many throughout history, especially recently in Europe, they've tried to ban Shechita. Animal rights, but really, if you look at it, it really kills the animal very fast. And unless a country believes in being vegetarians, so then this is the best way to be able to consume animals is with Shechita, even though other nations and other religions might not agree with us. Okay, so this is all the Rambam and the Chinuch. It's a mitzvah Shechita. Correct. Yeah. It's a mitzvah Shechita, mitzvah d'oraisa. Right, that's the Rambam in Kedusha and the Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh. There are those who argue, if you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, right at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam has his short list, the Rambam lists off the mitzvahs, and the Ravid right there says, I'm sorry, I do not agree. I think Shechita is not a mitzvah. I think the Kesef Mishnah defends the Rambam. He says, no, it is a mitzvah. What's the lundus? So many Achronim say the lundus is, Shechita is one of the mitzvahs of mitzvah versus matir. Shechita seems to be not just a mitzvah, but it also has a matir element to it. Everybody agrees to that because you have to do it in order to then allow you to do something else. Even the formulation of the Rambam, in all the places where he discusses it, he feels the need to say what happens after you shecht. The Rambam doesn't just say it's a mitzvah to shecht. He says, lishchot v'yachar kach yochal, to shecht and then to eat. Right? So he feels the need. So the Ravid, who argues and says, Mr. Rambam, it's not a mitzvah, the Rambam might agree and say, you're right, I agree it's a matir, but I count matirim in the world of mitzvahs. The Ravid might say, no, I don't think you should count, I don't think you can count a matir. Matir is a matir, right? So this is a discussion that comes up by Chalitza. It's a discussion that comes up by other mitzvahs, but for sure by Shechita. Another discussion of this, if you want to look it up, is on the first page of the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. On the bottom of the page, you have the Sefer Yad Avraham, which we're going to be doing a few of his farm throughout the Hilcha Shechita. So there on the bottom, the Yad Avraham discusses this. HaRabba b'Sefer Yad Reish Hilcha Shechita Manu Shechita L'mitzvahs Aseh V'kachu v'betosas Beitzo b'chulin V'arayvid v'asakos v'chasav she'ein lo tam V'akesav Mishnah b'yir time shall arrive. The Kesav Mishnah there explains the Ravid. Where's this Kesav Mishnah? You got to look for it. It's in the Minyan HaKatzar, right before Mishnah Torah. The Kesef Mishnah says, "Shein ze mitzvah mechuyeves shim yirtze shelo yochal basar o shelo lishchor ba'atma rashoi elohu lava ba'mechal asei shetochal shechuta v'lo eiver min achai unaveila." That's the Kesef Mishnah explaining for the Ravid. Well, that's a Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah says, "Bikal makom hu asei lemisha yirtze lechol basar sheyishchot o basar." But it's still a mitzvah when you do it. And then the Yad Avraham discusses this Kesef Mishnah that he talks about. How does this compare to the Tilos Yadayim? Is the Tilos Yadayim a mitzvah that also might be a matir to allow you to then eat bread, to allow you to then eat truma? And it's a different discussion of various mitzvahs. But that is all just a general introduction to this mitzvah that we're going to be discussing for the next couple of months. Okay, so let us now begin the first Mishnah. Hakol shochtin. Anybody can shecht. Let's read the whole Mishnah, and then we'll talk about each part. V'shchitas ha'ksheira. Anybody's allowed to shecht. Who is that including? We'll see. The Gemara will discuss it. V'shchitas ha'ksheira. And their shchita is kosher. Chut v'cheresh shota v'katan. Except for cheresh shota v'katan. What is a cheresh? What is a cheresh? A cheresh for sure means a deaf mute. We'll talk about anything less than that soon. But a deaf mute, that's a cheresh, shote, somebody who's not mentally stable, v'katan, and a child. Why can't any of these people shecht? Shema yekalkalu eshchitasan. Maybe they'll mess up. We don't trust them, and therefore we think that they might mess up the shchita. It's complicated, so we don't trust their shchita. V'kula sheshachtu v'yacherim roin osan. Let's say that anybody, v'kulan, if any of these people shecht, we'll have to see exactly in the Gemara how to read the first line and the second line of the Mishnah with each other. But v'kulan, if anybody shechts, and who was not supposed to shecht, obviously, that's the mashmos of this second line of the Mishnah. V'kulan sheshachtu v'acherim roin osan, but other people see them, what's called gadol omid al gabav, or acherim roin al gabav, shchitasak shera, then the shchita is okay. Okay, let's go backwards in the explaining the Mishnah. The last line. If anybody shecht and others see them, pashas, let's say this is talking about cheresh shota v'katan. The people that the Mishnah says are not allowed to shecht, and then they do shecht, as long as other people are witnessing them to see shechting, that is okay. Ask the shach in Yerideya and Aleph Chavzayin, why is it that these people, if they shecht, and they're not supposed to shecht, but if they shecht, that as long as other people see them, it is okay. But we're going to learn later on that shechitas akum is psula. A goy cannot shecht. If a goy shechts, right, the Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya and Simin Beis, shechitas akum nevela, afilu hu katan, afilu ein oved kochavim, kagon gertoshav, afilu acheim roonoso, beferish. Even if other people see him shechting, it's puzzle. It's a nevela. We'll talk about this. There's an important taz there, the two reasons behind shechitas akum being a nevela. But ask the Shach here in Siman Aleph, Siv Os Chav Zayin, why is it that over there by a goy, if you witness it, so that it's still going to be a problem, while over here by Cheresh Shota V'Katan, if you witness it, you know, they're both not in the Parsha, they're both not Mechuyev, they're both not Mechuyev and Shechita. So the Shach says, what you have to say is that a goy is more Mufka. The goy is totally Mufka, he's not a Bar Zvicha. Mashenki, Cheresh Shota V'Katan, you're right. They are not exactly mitzuve, but still, avavade de katan mitzuve, shari asul olecho bolo shchita, v'kam ishkachas lefam in the shchita zok shera. Right? He's in the parsha, He's also a katan, is Allah. He doesn't talk about chashad of a katan here, but he's in the parsha. And the Yad Avram again on the bottom says, if you see a child eating non-shechted meat in certain circumstances, you're mitzvah lafrisho. It's the sugi at the end of Maseches Yevamis. Pirushu mikri bar zvicha. Vare asur lachilu biyadayim. You for sure cannot give him biyadayim. Umitzvah anachnu shaliti lo nevelus. So he's in, it's an important ha'ara that he's in the parsha. You could say he's gonna get there, at least by a katan, and also a cherish and a shota. Maybe if they would get, it would get better, they would be in the parsha. A guy, you don't say, oh, if he would convert. Right, that's a total, that's part of Chadash's Baal Lakan. That's not included in the realm of possibility unless it occurs, and we don't even try to have it occur. Right, we're not missionizing. So that's in terms of the last line of the Mishnah, an important shach, goy versus other people who are mufka. Moving back, cheresh. So I mentioned that by a cheresh, it's for sure a deaf mute. What about less than that? What about if somebody who's just deaf? What about a deaf person? Is a deaf person allowed to shecht? So the Rush here says, l'chadchila, no. Why? Because you don't have the halacha of hashma la'aznav, l'chadchila, by brachis, by other areas, by Kriya Shema, by Shmona Esrei, one needs Mashmi'a La'aznav, saying it enough that one could hear it. Not saying it so loud that everybody could hear it, but saying it's enough that one could hear it. So if somebody is deaf, so then one does not hear the bracha. And even though that is not a din li'ikuva, l'chadchila, a deaf person is not supposed to shech because they don't hear. That's what the Rush says right here in Siman Gimel. The Rush is extremely important on Maseches Chulin, so always have a sticker in there, because we're going to be referring to it a lot. Says the Rush here in Oz Gimel, Avol be'ein shomea kasav, harei zeh shochet v'lo kasav, he has a diak in the language of the Rambam, l'fi she'ein shomea habracha, ein lo lishcho l'chadchila. Right, he shouldn't shech l'chadchila if he cannot hear the bracha. Right. What about if he doesn't make a bracha? And obviously, you have to, right, it's a berachas mitzvah. So you have to try to make a bracha. But there's an unbelievable shita quoted in the previous siman, in Siman Beis. Shachach, the Rush quotes, another shita. Shachach velo birech shchitaso psula. Unbelievable. He quotes a daya that if you forget to make the bracha at shchita, shchita's pasul. Shchita's pasul. And the Agos HaShri right there says, v'lo ishtam elam b'shum duchta, de mishum hachi avi shchita psul. I don't know what he's talking about. How can anybody even suggest this? We never say that brachas are ma'akev. Brachas are never ma'akev. Right? It's extra. And most brachas are, 99% of the brachas are durabanan. It's not even daraisa. That's an amazing. The Rush here quotes a daya of shchitaso psula. Shchitaso psula. Okay, that's the daya. Once we're in the Rush, let's just keep talking about the bracha for a minute. The Hagos HaShri here quotes the Arzarua. It's an important Arzarua that's quoted in whenever a discussion of Berachas HaMitzvah comes up. We know the regular rule is, the normal rule is that the Gemara says in Psachim, Dav Zayin, and elsewhere, that we try to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. Over Lasi Yasad. Before we shecht, we're going to make the bracha. But V'hashochi Tzorch Lavar Kodem HaShchita. Kirab Yochanan, V'lo Chashina Shemitis Nav HaShchita. Don't worry that, oh, you might not shecht properly. Right, you might say that sometimes you have examples like the Ravid in Hilchos Ishus. The Ravid in Hilchos Ishus says that when a man gets married, he has to say a Birchas HaMitzvah after he puts the ring on the finger, because maybe the woman will say no. Right, so you're not sure if it's going to happen. See, here too, the Rush says, maybe it's going to be an Avela. So, the answer is we're not choshish for that. But everything. Every time you do something, maybe you're not going to be able to blow the shofar well. Maybe you're not going to be able to read the Megillah properly. So, you don't assume that if somebody is a mumcha and he knows what he's doing, then he'll be able to do it properly. So we're not choshesh that the animal's going to become an avela. Miyu, then the arzarua, according to the Hagos HaShri here adds, Miyu, imlo birek kodem hashchita, yacho levarech achar hashchita, v'yotzi idei chovasa, shekol mitzvah shlo birek over lasiyasan, mivarech achar asiyasan, ketepirish bebrachas. This is the important, well-known shita of the arzarua. The arzarua says that one can make brachas la'achar asiyasan bidi eved. We do not paskin this way. We paskin that you can make the bracha during, if you didn't make it beforehand. You can still make it while it's going. Let's say somebody doesn't make a bracha before they put on a talus, before they put on their tzitzis. So as long as they're still wearing it, they can make the bracha. Why? Because the mitzvah's not over. While they're wearing tefillin. As long as the mitzvah's not over, you can still make a bracha because there'll be some of the mitzvah after the bracha. But for sure, we do not paskin that you can make the bracha after the mitzvah is finished. But the Arzarua is the one that argues. The Arzarua says you can. Again, this might also relate to the purpose of what a Birchas HaMitzvah is. pashtus, the berachah mitzvah is just giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and allowing me giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to relating to the mitzvah. And if it's a berachah like that, pashtus, shevach, so then you should be able to make it afterwards, b'dieved. We don't paskin that way. We said you have to have it either before or during. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one place that maybe this is because the berachah mitzvah also has a matir element. Because on a hashkafic level, if you think about it, what gives a person the right to do a mitzvah? We're going to try to get close to the divine, to the infinite. Who are we, finite, small human beings, to try to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we're going to do a mitzvah? What allows us to do that? The answer is that's the bracha. The bracha is the matir. When I acknowledge, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, I acknowledge that there's a mitzaveh and a mitzuveh and a mitzvah, and that's what's happening here in that context, so then I'm allowed to do the mitzvah. So then, of course, if it's a matir, as we just said by Shchita, Netilas Yadayim, and other places, it makes sense that it's only going to be before or during the mitzvah. Okay, so that related to the bracha a little bit. That's all from the word cherish. So finally, one last discussion on the Mishnah, and then we will move a little more, and that is very, very, again, a lot of important discussions. Anybody who's opened up a Yeridea before knows is familiar with some of these discussions, and that is the first Tosfos in Chulin, which is also the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch. What about women? What about women shechting? The Mishnah says, "Akol shochtin." So the first tosis, first line, "Kasuv behilchas Eretz Yisrael," in the Sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, which Rove assume is a very early gaon. There is the Sharm Sinai Malacha has a discussion of this, and other have a discussion of this that maybe it is a reference to the Yerushalmi. Most assume that is not true because the Rishonim had Yerushalmis, and they don't quote this in the same reverence and the same way they usually treat Yerushalmis. And also, there is a story about 100 years ago. This story is quoted in a number of Sfarim, that there was somebody put out a Yerushalmi on Kachim. Right, there are some references to Yerushalmi on Kachim, and they're Rishonim, we just don't have it. But there was somebody put out a Yerushalmi on Kachim, and they brought it to the Chavetz Chaim, they brought it to the other Gdolim to get a Haskama. The Chavetz Chaim is looking through it, and he, along with the other Achronim, realized that it's a forgery. It can't be. It can't be there because they're familiar with how Yerushalmi writes and what the Yerushalmi refers to, and so they caught him on it. They caught him on it, but that he put this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, this halacha that we're about to see, he put this in there as part of trying to make it convincing. But most achronim assume that Hilchas Eretz Yisrael is not the Yerushalmi, and that whole thing was a forgery 100 years ago. So that is the story of the Yerushalmi on Kachim. Okay. Says the Tosfos. What does he say? Dinashim lo yishchashu b'pnei daitan kalos. Women should not shecht because daitan kalos. What exactly does that mean? That means a lot of different things in many different contexts. The way that some Rishonim assume that daitan kalos here means is that they might faint. They might become disgusted by the blood of the shechita. Right? Women are maybe more prone to have that, to be affected by gory realities. So therefore, they shouldn't shecht. They might faint, and therefore the shechita might not continue properly. That's one way that they're understood. Others say daita kalos, but if they shecht, they'll be scared of the people that they're shechting for, and they might not say the MS, even if it's nisnavel mitachas yada. So that's another upshot what daita kalos might mean. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses in terms of checking the knife, in terms of other details. Either way, this is the shita of Hilchas Eretz Yisrael that they shouldn't shecht l'chad chila. Tosfos says v'ei nira. I don't think this is true. Why? Even by Hektish, we have the Mishnah, the third parak in Zvachim, where the Mishnah said anybody can shecht. Anybody can shecht them. Doesn't exclude women there. Maybe it excludes somebody who's tamei lachadchila. Doesn't exclude women. So Tosfos says in the fourth skinny line, elavadim yishim denashim shochtos lachadchila filu b'mukdashim. Women are allowed to shecht. Therefore, it's not, I argue, my machlokas rishonim. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch says the minhag is that they don't. The first page of Yeridea, Hakol Shoto Lachachila Filu Nashim, Rama Yeshavet She'ein Laniach Nashim Lishchot, Shekfar Nagu Shlo Lishchot, Vechein HaMinag She'ein Nashim Shochtos. That's the Rama, quoting that is the minhag that they don't. The minhag is that they don't shecht. Okay, so that is in terms of in terms of women. So that is the Mishnah. So Mishnah says, anybody can shecht on the Shechit is kosher, except for Cheresh of a Katan. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we will now continue. Says the Gemara, HaKol Shochtin, the language of the first part of the Mishnah sounds like anybody, L'chadchila, the Bach takes out that word, but we'll read it, sounds like L'chadchila. V'shechitasan K'shera, the next line of the Mishnah, D'Evan, is on D'Evan line. So is it a L'chadchila, or is it a D'Evan? Then any, whoever is being referred to here, anybody can shecht, and their Shechit is kosher b'D'Evan. So, L'chadchilor b'di'evet. So, how should we understand the Mishnah? So, Amalei Rav Acha, Brei the Rav, Rav Ashi. One second. V'chol akol l'chadchilu. What the first line? What's your problem? Your problem is that the first line sounds l'chadchilu, and the second line sounds b'di'evet. What do you mean? Is every time it says the word hakol, that means l'chadchila? That means l'chadchila. That's why you're bothered. What elamayata? What about the following? Hakol memirin. The first Mishnah in Temura. Right, the Isser Daraisa of substituting an animal after I made one animal a carbon and I try to make it into a different carbon. Right, that Isser Daraisa. Hakol Memirin. So that says Hakol. What is that? L'chadchila? It's an Avera. Echad Ha'anashim, Echad Ha'anashim. Anybody is Memir, men or women are subject to the Isser. Hachanami de L'chadchilu. That's L'chadchila? Of course that can't be L'chadchila. It's an Avera of Haksiv. Lo Yachlifenu, Velo Yamir Oso. Tov Bara, O Rabatov. You can't switch the animals, even a bad one for a good one. Right, you can't switch. Can't switch, so that, you can't say that is, so Hakol doesn't mean always L'chadchila. We mentioned it in the past, we mentioned it in a Parsha Shir, the beautiful Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura, the last halacha in the Rambam in Sefer Karbanos, where the Rambam discusses the reason behind the Isser of Temura. The Rambam says, Yard the Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam, v'ksas yisro hara. The Torah goes down to the nose, goes deep down into the psyche of a person. Shetivo shall Adam no telaharbos kinyan of alachas of amono. The teva of a person is we always want to get more assets and get more money and accumulate. V'afopish another v'hikdish, and even though I said something and I'm going to do something and I give something away to the base of Migdash, efshar shechazarbo v'nichem. Moments of inspiration to human beings do not last, and therefore Hashem knows that. And therefore, even if somebody says they were going to be makdish, so they'll give an animal, they'll have second thoughts. And that's what the Torah says. If you're makdish an animal, you can't get out of it. Even if you're going to give another animal, low plug, v'kol elu advarim, k'dilakuf yitzro ulesakin de'osaf. Right? It's to fix his midos and to make sure that he stays on the straight and the narrow. He doesn't go back from his moment of inspiration of what he did. Then he has the beautiful line, v'rov dini haTorah. Einon ella etzos me rachok mi gadol haetza l'sakin hadeos l'yasher kolamaisim. Most laws of the Torah are advice from afar, from the great advisor, to fix our midos and to straighten our actions. Right, that's the Temura is just one example of this in the world of halacha. So the Torah, so the Gemara says, so you're going to say hakol is a lashon l'chadchila? No, it's not. So don't be worried. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam, k'detani taima, over there in, by Temur, it's a special din. Hasam, k'detani taima, lo sha'adam rashoy lahamir, elashim hamir mumar. The Mishnah itself explains it there. Hakol here does not mean that you're allowed to, but if you did, anybody violates. V'sofik zarbam, and they get malchus for it. So don't ask me from that hakol, because the Mishnah there explains it, but we're back to the original question. But normally hakol means l'chadchila. So we're back to the stira. By the way, it says you get malchus here. What do you get malchus for? So it's an unbelievable diuk that the Acharonim have in Rashi. Both the Rishash and the Maritz Chayis. Right here, pick up on the diuk. Third skinny line. Third wide line. V'sofik es harabayim, Rashi says, Mishum lav de lo yamir. Because of the isser of lo yamir. What do you mean? What about lo yachlifenu? Pasuk says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. So both the Maritz Chayis and the Rishash say, no, because really a temura is an mitzvah lavanitak lasei. So one of the assay gets rid of the first isser. One mitzvah cannot get rid of two isserim. So the assay gets rid of the first isser, and you're left with lo yamir. And that is what you get malchus for. That's the diuk of both of them. Pasha says they say sofik es harba, and Pasha says you get one set of malchus. The Tosfos here discusses why should that be? Did you rascal the sofik? Maybe you should get two sets of malchus. Again, it relates to the labanita glase issue that I just mentioned. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Ella, what about this case? Hakol ma'arichin. The first Mishnah in Erechid. Anybody could give an Erech. An Erech is a set value that every male or female has based on Psukim at the end of Bechukosai, based on age and gender. Anybody can be Ma'arech, could give the value of someone else, or say that they're going to give the value. It could be even of themselves. V'ne'arachin, or anybody can be evaluated. No drin v'nidarim, or anybody can make a neder and Anybody could be the subject of a neder to give that value to the Beis HaMikdash. So Achanami L'Chachila, there it also says Hakol. Is that L'Chachila? What, neder medadav is L'Chachila v'aksiv? It's not true. You can't make a neder. It's not a good idea to make a neder, Chazal say. V'chi sechdal lindar lo yeh b'chachet. If you stop yourself from making the darim, you won't have any avera. Viksiv tova sheloti dar bishatitav lo tashale pasuk in Kohelas. It's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and not fulfill it. V'tanya tov mizeh uizeh, better than making any kind of neder and not fulfilling or fulfilling is sheino noder kolikar, not making any neder. Div Rabbi Meir. Meaning, how can you say it? This hakol is also not lechachila? And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda even says a little bit different. Tov mizeh mizeh, no der umeshalim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a good idea to make the neder, but just fulfill it. If you feel Rabbi Yehuda lo kamer, but even Rabbi Yehuda only says that elo baomer harezu. If you make a nedava type of neder, we know the difference between a nedava and a neder. A neder is harei alai, I have to do something, and a nedava is harezu. Why is harezu better? Why is harezu better? Rashi says 2 days. Rashi says harezu is because if anything happens, you're not responsible. So it's not like there's a chash that you're not going to fulfill it. Or once you're mafreshit, Rashi says, there's no chash that you're going to go back on it because you already designated this animal. So it's harezu. Aval. Amar hare alai lo. But if somebody says, if he says hare alai, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that's a bad thing. So meaning nidarim, saying hare alai, is not lechachila. So again, what's your problem? You're worried about the first line or the second line of the Mishnah. One's the lechachila, one's b'dieved. It's not true. Even hakol might not be a lashon of lechachila. Even it might not be a proper lashon. Okay, stop there for a second. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos at the end of the Maskal Avol. Tosfos, last 5 lines. You saying me nedarim are not a good thing? V'yim tomar v'haksiv v'yidr Yaakov neder. Didn't Yaakov Avinu make a neder? V'ksiv asher nedarti ashalma, right? Yonah makes a neder. So we have nedarim in the Torah. We have nedarim in Tanakh. So ask Tosfos, I thought it's not a good thing. V'yishlomar, underline Tosfos. T'bishas tzara shari. B'eis tzara, so then nedarim are okay. If somebody's in difficult times, and they make a neder, that's okay. Kedamrinu b'reches rabba. Like it says, Vayidu Yaakov neder lemar. It says Yaakov neder lemar. What's that word lemar? Lemar ledoros. She nodrim be'es sara. Another be'es sara is appropriate. It is okay. Right, and this is the Ritva. It's a beautiful Ritva. The Ritva says not here, but the Ritva says in Meseches Nedarim on Daf Tes. Ritva Nedarim is printed not only as a separate sefer, but it's also in the back of the big shasim. The Ritva says, let me find the lashon here. He quotes Tosfos. Tirsu b'Tosfos the Shas Sara Shiny La Yaakov Avinu Pirishim Haya Chola Imhu Chola Obeno V'Chayotze Bo Mutar Lomar Kach V'Kach Etein Imesrape O Imenatzal Mitzarazu V'Zeh Inidrosho Yaakov V'Nedarim Shal Yisrael L'Fi Shahayu B'Tzara U'Mepnei Zed Noagu B'Mikzas Mekomos Litein Stakos V'Shemen Lamor B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Bilvad L'Fi Shu Yom Adin Shesifrei Chayim Psuchim Lefanav Yizbarach Vahavi Eis Tzara Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Eis Tzara, says the Ritva, and therefore Nedarim and Nedavos be makabel things and no two things of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so that is fine. Lefichah Anodja Kedei Lidasa Ben Adin Venodja Lemachros Al Alter. Right, this is an example of what Tosfos here says Eis Tzara. Pnei Yeshua, if you've never read it, you can look at it. It's a fascinating historical note. The Pnei Yeshua in his Akdama to his Sefer writes, why do you write the Pnei Yeshua, which we know is 90% about defending Rashi from Tosfos' kashas. The Pnei Yeshua writes that he had a terrible fire in his neighborhood, and a lot of his neighborhood burned, and his house burned down, and he lost his wife and a couple of kids, a bunch of family members, and he's lying there under a burning log, and he's stuck there, and he can't move. He doesn't know what time he has left, and he says to himself, he writes this. He says, "I was no doubt Kodesh Baruch Hu that if Hashem helps me out and saves me, I'll devote the rest of my life to defending Rashi from Tosfos' kashas." He had a grandfather, the Beginei Shlomo, who wrote a little sefer about that, but not a comprehensive work. The Bnei Yeshua says, "I'll do it." And the very next second, says the Bnei Yeshua, he was pulled out, and that's why we have the Bnei Yeshua. But that's also an example of a Noder B'Shas Sara. Noder B'Shas Sara, that is the Bnei Yeshua, and why we have the Pnei Yeshua. That is all one answer, though. How can they make these Adarim? Because it was Ace, it was an Eis Sara. The Ramban here says, you know, there might be another answer, that maybe the only problem with Nedarim here is non- Kachi Mizbeach related. Maybe Kachi Mizbeach might be different, therefore you might, maybe Kachi Mizbeach is the only, problematic ones. Cause there you're gonna have Hektish walking around, or, you're gonna have a promise to the Beis HaMikdash and you're not gonna fulfill it. Maybe those are the only ones that are problematic, but any other nether outside of Beis HaMikdash would be okay. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, again, we just said, so you see the word Hakol is not always is not lachadchila. So what's your problem? So the Gemara says, "V'chol hakol lav lachadchila." Okay, you know what's the other question? So you're telling me hakol is not lachadchila? Ella hakol chayev a besukah, hakol chayev a betzitzis. Hachanabid lav lachadchila. We have hakols that are for sure lachadchilas, right? Everybody's chayev in sukkah, right? Including the Rashi says a katan that doesn't need his mother, right? That's the sheet of some tanoim. Everybody's chayev in tzitzis, right? So what is it? The Gemara says no, the chayavin lo kamin. If it says the word chayavin, it's for sure lachadchila. That's not what we're talking about. Chayavin for sure is lashon lachadchila. The Gemara says, okay, forget that lashon of chayavin. Elavi adakol somchin. What about the Mishnah we had in Menachis? That everybody does smicha and can do smicha. It doesn't say the word chayavin there. Yes, smicha is a mitzvah. At least part of a mitzvah, the Gemara calls it shiari mitzvah. Rashi in Erevin Daf Nun says you make a bracha on smicha. Right, so smicha is also, so you see there, it says, Akol Somchis there, you see it's a lashon of lachadchila, there's all lashon of chayavin, so echad anashim, echad anashim, echad anami to lachadchila, you want to say it's not lachadchila. Vaksiv, esomach yodav inirtz, it's part of the kapara process. So the Gemara throws up its hands and says, you're right. In, ika akol lachadchila ve'ika akol b'diyevin. Really, the lashon of hakol, sometimes it's lachadchila, sometimes it's b'diyevin. Ela hakol dahacha. But this was the Gemara's problem. The hakol dahacha mimai. So, the original question was asked. Rav Acha, important to know the players. Rav Acha asked Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi asked the first line, which is said anonymously. First line of the Gemara, isn't there a problem? So Rav Acha tries to answer. Rav Acha says, what do you mean? Rav Acha says, Rav Ashi, isn't every Yakol Lechanchila? Right, so it was an anonymous law. The question of the Gemara originally was anonymous, and then Rav Acha said back to Rav Ashi, but what do you mean? Why is that a problem? So keep that in mind. Now we continue. The Gemara says, in ika akol lachadchila v'ika akol b'diyevin. Yeah, we're gonna see why it's important in a minute. Ela hakol dehacha mimay de lachadchila hu detikshi lacha. Right? Why is it a problem? Right? This is Rav Acha now speaking to Rav Ashi, assuming it's the same people that we said before. So the hakol dehacha, you're right. So Rav Acha is saying to Rav Ashi, why do you think that this hakol is lachadchila, and therefore you have a problem reading it with the next line of the Mishnah? Dilma di'evedu v'lo tikshi lacha. Maybe this hakol should be read as bidi'eved, and therefore it's not a stira. It's not a problem for you. So the Gemara says, Amar lei anosh chitasan k'sheira kashali. I, Rav Ashi says, I'm bothered. Because of the next line, why? Midiktani shchitasan k'sheira di'evet. Since the second line of the Mishnah is obviously a lashon b'di'evet, shchitasan k'sheira michlal tahakol lechadchilahu. So then I think the first line is lechadchila. If the second line is b'di'evet, the first line should be lechadchila. Why di'evet tied to di'evet labeli? Because if they're both b'di'evet, what do you have both lashonos of di'evet for at the beginning of the Mishnah? That's why I have a problem, says Rav Ashi. Stop there for a minute, semicolon. If you look in Tosfos here, if you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva Tosfos say, that's interesting, all of a sudden Rav Ashi is defending the question, even though before the first line of the Gemara, Rav Ashi's name is not mentioned. You know what you see from here? Rav Ashi put together the Gemara. Ravina and Rav Ashi, as we know, the compilers of the Gemara, we're not going to get into now, the halachic stage of the Stimas HaTalmud, which we discussed in the past. Maybe we'll have an Ian shear about that. But says Tosfos, Mashma, Sher Rav Ashi, Hiksha, Osa, Kushi, Rav Ashi was the one that asked the original question. V'yavavishi sugyas ha-Gemara, even though the Gemara itself asked it anonymously. Umikan, Rayesh, Rav Ashi, Sidra ha-Gemara. You sow the stick Tosfos at the beginning of Chulin. Right, you see from here, there Rav Ashi put together the Gemara. Afagav the Abaye v'Rava Nami Asi l'Shnuyeh HaKushya. Even though they also come to try to answer the question, v'Heim Kadmu Harbi l'Rav Ashi, and they're way before Shema Gavi Meim HaKushu Akvar. There was already a question earlier, but that is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, the Ritva also says, you see from here, the Rav Ashi put together the Gemara because he's the one that asked the anonymous questions. Okay. So what are we up to now? So the Gemara now wants the Rav Ashi said that I think the first line is lachadchila because the second line is b'di'evet. So how do you read the Gemara? How do you read the Mishnah then? So we're going to have six answers how to read the Mishnah. Today we're only going to do one. Right? The next couple of parts of the Gemara, we're going to try to figure out exactly how to read the Mishnah. So, number one, Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Hachi Ktani. This is what the Mishnah means. We're going to see that the first son and the second son of the Mishnah might not be referred to the same exact people. That's how we're going to read it. So, Amar Rabba. So Rabba Bar Ula says as follows, Hakol Shochtin. What is the first line including? Anybody could check the Afilu Tamei B'chulin. Even a Tamei person could check if he's checking Chulin, a Chulin animal. So where it says, Tamei B'chulin, my lamemer, what's the Chiddush? Of course, a Chulin, there's no mitzvah to, there's no iser to be metame Chulin, there's no mitzvah, so what's the issue here? My lamemer. So B'chulin, Shanazo Ataras HaKodesh. Now we're talking about special Chulin. Chulin that is being made and held on a high Kodesh standard. There are some people, Chaverim, out there, that even though they're Yisraelim, or even though they're Kohanim and they're not eating Kachim, they try to eat Chulin on the, with the high standard of Hektish. So that's what we're talking about. Chulin that is Nasu, that's made for Taras HaKodesh, and Vaksavar, and this Shita holds, Chulin Shasu, Taras HaKodesh, Kodesh Dami, and even so, a Tamei person is not a Shechlis animal. So the question is, how does he do that without making a Tameh? So Kate said, Uwose, maybe Sakan Aruka, Vishochitpa, Kadesh Ligam Abasar, he brings a long knife, and shechs so that the meat is not touched. He doesn't touch the meat. If he touches the meat, then he's going to be metame the meat through Tumas Negia. So he brings a long knife so that the meat does not become tame. That's the first line of the Mishnah. And then Ubim Megdashin. Now we read the second line of the Mishnah. Ubim Megdashin Lo Yishchot. And when it comes to a carbon, Luchad Chila, it's not allowed to be. Hakol Shochtin means anybody could shecht, even a tummy shechting, a chulin animal, that's what Daras HaKodesh. The next one of the Mishnah says that b'di'eved, it's only good, it shouldn't be done l'chad chila. What does that mean by a carbon? It shouldn't be shechting l'chad chila if a person is tummy. He's using a long knife, but maybe it shouldn't be done, because maybe he'll come to touch it. And even though Tosas points out in Dibras L'Shema that with this mate was not Hukshar L'Kabal Tumah, it did not become wet with one of the seven liquids yet in order to be able to become Tameh. Tosas quotes the principle, which we had back in Menachis, Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh, which the Gemara brings up there, and in Psachim, the principle of the fact that Kachim is so precious to the Jewish people, you're allowed to break normal rules and halachas. So here too, something is mukshal akabal tuma, even if it did not touch one of the seven liquids, which usually it has to touch. So that is, Tosfos says, that's why it would become the chashash is that it might become tummy here. So that's the lechachila. Lechachila is you're not supposed to shecht a carbon with a long knife, you might come to touch. Vim shachar, viomer, barley, shalom, agati, shkhilezok sheira. But if you did it anyway, and he's sure that he didn't touch, then b'di'evet, it is okay. Chutz, micher shot of a katan, except for these people, da'athilu, b'chulin grey day, d'evet nami lo. Even by regular chulin, if you don't know, if you don't even have somebody watching them, it's no good. Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. Oh, because they might have not done the shchita properly. The Gemara here quotes 3 out of the 5 psule shchita. We will learn later on. There are 5 psulim of shchita. Right here are 3 of them. So we're worried that one of these 3 happened when the chereshot of the katan shechted. Shema yishu. Yishu means I delayed during the shchita. I stopped for too long in the middle. Shema yidrusu. Yidrusu means that instead of a back and forth slicing that is done for shchita, I karate chopped it. Boom! I smashed it down. Right, so that's also, that's a psul shchita. Shema yachlidu, maybe I put the knife underneath the simanim and shechted up. That's like a chulda, goes underneath a weasel. Right, so shema yachlidu. Maybe we're worried about these 3. Tosfos says that Dibur Haskel Shema Yishu. We're not worried about the other 2, because those 2 are obvious. You'll be able to see if it was done. That's hagrama. There are different pshatim what hagrama is. Starting the shchita from above or below where you the makam shchita ikur, also different pshatim in the Rishonim. We'll talk about ikur according to one sheet at least is where the edge of the simanim get dislocated from the animal even before you shecht. Right, so those 2 are obvious. You'll be able to see those. You don't have to worry about shema. But here the Gemara says you don't accept any of these other people shechting because maybe they will, even by chulin, because maybe a psul happened, semicolon, right? So that's how you read the Mishnah, right? It's about a tamei that is shechting with a long knife. Says the Gemara, the kulach shechtu ahai. What about the next line of the Mishnah then? The Mishnah is talking about this case, and all of them, who shecht? What is that referring to? If it's going on the cherishot of a katan, ala koi. So that's exactly what the previous line was talking about. So what does it have to say, v'kulach shechtu? V'im shechtu mi ba'ilei. It should just say, if they shechted, then as long as somebody else saw them. Ela atame bechulin. What? So it was referring to a tame person shechting chulin. Ha'amer lechadchila lot nami shechit. But then lechadchila a tame person could shech chulin. The ela atame bebagdashin. But you're telling me it's referring to the other case. What case of the Mishnah is it referring to? It's talking about the person, a tame person shechting kachim, bebari li sagi. But we said before that if he says, I'm sure that I didn't touch, it's okay. You don't need somebody else there. The less akamadin ashayle. He's not there. That's the case. He's not there to ask him. So then the only way that we'll trust him is there if there was somebody else that was there watching him. Let's finish for a minute. So, hi, Tamei B'Gadashim, Mehachanafka. So, the Gemara says, 1 second. We know a Tamei is not allowed to shech Tektish L'Kadchila from this Mishnah. Mehachanafka, we learned it from the Mishnah, the third parak, the beginning of the third parak in Chulin. Kol Apsulun Sheshach Lushchidasak Shera. Bidi Evan Lashin. Any possible person that shechs Bidi Evan is kosher. Sheshchidak Shera. Bizarim, Binashim, Bavadim, Bitzmeim. Shchidas kosher by all these people. Vafi, this was the Mishnah that Tosva said is, proof that women can shecht. Viafila Bakachi Kachim. Muvach Lushchidim Nogam Abasar. As long as the tummy person does not touch the meat. So you see from there already, lechadchila, a tummy person should not shech the carbon. So why does our Mishnah repeat it? So two answers. Hacha Iker, here is the main source. Hasam, Aydi Tatana Shar Psulam Tananami Tummy Bumagdashin. Over there, because it lists off the other Psulam, it just throws it in Derech Agav, but here is the Iker. Or the opposite, you might say Mahasam Iker, or there's the Iker source, the Bakachim Koi. Hacha Aydi Tatana Tummy Bechulin Tananami Tummy Bumagdashin. And here it's just thrown in Derech Agav. Either way, one is the Iker and one is the Tafa. One final discussion, and that is, what does the Mishnah talk about here? That if you have a long knife, lechadchila, a tummy person that's supposed to shech tchachim. Tosfos asked, and the Rishonim asked, a tummy person is not allowed in the base of Miglash Bechlal. So that's got to be a really long knife. It's got to be a really long knife outside the Azara. Unless you say, Tosfos asked this in the second half of Dibur Maskil Shema, Rabbeinu Ephraim asks this. Unless you say, like Rabbeinu Tam says, the only Isser is going into the base of Miglash one tummy. But if you became tummy in the base of Miglash, there's no Isser. So maybe that's the case that we're talking about here. Or the Cheshek Shlomo in the back, or Shlomo Mivilna says maybe we're talking about a case of Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, it's Karban Pesach that he was doing inside. Okay, one final discussion. Again, there's tons and tons here. One final discussion, that is Tosfos again asks, in the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says he has to know for sure that he didn't touch. What if he was only Suffolk? Azara is Rishus Arabim. So don't you have the usual rule of Suffolk, Tumah, Rishus Arabim, Tahar? So Tosfos says, very important Tosfos. Bottom Tosfos says, no. Here, there's a good probability that he touched it. Meaning, it's an issue of probabilities. Right? I would have said, as we've said many times, the principle of Sabik Tumah, Bereshus Harabim Tahar, Bereshus Yachat Tame, that's not based on logic. That's called a Hachra. It's not a Birur. The Torah says this is what you do because you have no idea. But all of a sudden, Tosfos comes and says, but if you have an idea, if there's more percentage that it's Tameh, then you say Tameh. That's an amazing Tosfos. That's number one. If you look at other Rishonim, though, the variant, the Ramban, the Chachmei Sfarad, all quote another Shita, and that is, I read it to you from the Ritva. The Ritva here quotes the Ramban. O Tirtzu, the shiny Safik Tuma, to Gabi Shmiras Mukdashin, to Kiva, to Boilam Evid, Bu Shimur, Afilu Hasak Adas Postal, Baham Loshin, Bu Safik Shimur. Even though usually Safik Tuma versus Rabbim is Tar, when it comes to Kachim, Kachim have an element of Shmira that's required. Shmira means not letting it even get to a stage of Safik. Right? That is the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva, which hopefully we'll talk about at another date. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue, B'ez Hashem, and we'll try to get into a regular schedule in Meseches Chulin. Mazel tov, everybody, on the Haschalah.